From Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology News, this is the GenCast Network. Bringing you compelling and in-depth interviews with the biotech industry's leading researchers, newsmakers, and thought leaders. This week on the GenCast Network, Dr. Masood Youssef from Swansea University is interviewed by Gen's editor-in-chief John Sterling about the development of a sophisticated breath test for detecting diseases.
Dr. Masood Youssef is a senior research assistant in the Center for Printing and Coding at the Swansea University School of Engineering in Wales. Dr. Youssef, it's been reported that you and your colleagues are working on the development of a breath test for diagnosing diseases such as diabetes and cancer. What kind of technology are you using in your research, and what are you testing for?
We've been basically looking at breath testing at the University of Swansea in collaboration with a medical school, as well as the Welsh Centre for Printing and Coding and the Centre of Nanotechnology. We hope to explore the role of biomarkers in breath with the eventual application to possibly off-the-shelf printed diagnostic sensors. What we have at the university basically is the medical school, and we have the access to a lot of different patients who are either suffering from diabetes or cancer. And with the nanotechnology side of things, we have the ability to develop what we could term nanotubes, which will be the receptors to the biomarkers. And with regards to the Welsh Centre of Printing and Coating, we will basically be able to print these sensors on campus. And what we also have in our department at the Welsh Centre for Printing and Coating is a GC, the gas chromatography, mass spectrometry, thermal desorption unit. This allows us basically to analyse breath samples taken from patients with particular type of illnesses. And what we have seen is that there are fingerprints associated with, for example, like diabetes, which are unique to that individual who is suffering from the disease. And what, in a nutshell, we're trying to basically identify these biomarkers, and at the same time, we're calling out to everybody else, more needs to be done in the breath test diagnosis. It is a relatively, or it's an old theory, but and not a lot of research has been done into this field. There are people out there in America as well as the UK who are looking to breath diagnostics, and more work needs to be done in order to help identify disease at an early stage and prevent cancers from spreading and help to save lives ultimately.
You were talking about biomarkers, and one of the things I read that you're testing for are volatile organic compounds. Mm-hmm. What evidence is there that volatile organic compounds in breath can be diagnostic of disease?
Well, it stems back to the Greek mythology. They used to diagnose illnesses by smelling the breath, for example. Somebody who is suffering from diabetes is known to have a very sweet-like smell, sometimes it's termed as a pear drop smell, due to esters and acetone. And again, it is known that people who may suffer from chronic kidney failure are known to have a very sewer-like smell. And this is where the theory comes from. And it's also been suspected that a number of other illnesses could be possibly diagnosed by the presence of possibly a signaled compound or a series of compounds in the breath of affected individuals.
Regarding cancer patients, what biomarker signature or VOC might you have already detected or might you be looking for?
Well, with regards to cancer, we basically would like to apply this technology to the cancer, look at cancer patients. At the moment, we've not detected anything as such, but in past literature, it has been reported that there are a set of compounds which are known to show some sort of signature to particular types of compound cancers, for example, like breast cancer. And what we're hoping to do is use more refined systems with the growing refined systems on the market to be able to detect these biomarkers for different types of cancers.
How specifically does your system work?
Basically, we get the patient to breathe into a bio-VOC breath sampler, and then we're trying to trap the lower portion of the alveolar air, which is representative of the VOCs in the blood. This then gets transferred onto a sorbent tube. Typically, it could be anything from 1 to 3 different types of sorbent material, which allows the trapping of the VOCs. This then basically gets transferred into the thermal desorber, which pre-enhances the concentration into a plug-like, which then gets basically injected into the gas chromatography and allows for the separation of different individual components, and then these get detected by the mass spectrometer, which will then give us the individual fingerprints. In the future, we're hoping to basically use more refined technology, time of flight, to help us obtain enhanced detection limits, to be able to look at trace components, as well as improved resolution. And then that also affects the spectral quality potential in order to find these particular biomarkers in one's breath.
What advantages would a system such as yours have over current diagnostic techniques?
For our system, as I say, it's at the preliminary stages of looking at cancer and other illnesses. Once biomarkers are identified, then these biomarkers can be applied to a different application where we can singly look at different illnesses. Diagnostic techniques based on breath are very much less developed than traditional serum or urine analysis techniques, and they're not very widely used in clinical practice. And diagnosis based on smells has been characterized as being very crude, subjective and unreliable, but due to new improved analytical methodology, volatile marker-based diagnostics has definitely got a new potential in both diagnosis and monitoring of illnesses. It's definitely a more convenient, a very rapid method than your traditional serum and urine analysis, which requires very little medical intervention. And the breath samples are a lot easier to obtain than serum and urine for both the sample and the patient. And they can be collected anywhere, really, and by people with very little medical training. And as well as all the above, it also poses a very low biohazard risk. And the procedure has definitely got the potential to be more cost-effective than conventional methods. There are definitely growing developments for daily monitoring using non-invasive breath analysis, and it has got a lot of potential to be rapid in applications across many fields in medicine, as well as, for example, in veterinary medicine for animals as well. Less painful and basically a lot more cost-effective. And that's what we believe, hopefully, this will lead to. And with systems changing over time and more new technology being more refined, we believe the time has come now to be focusing on breath analysis for all of us around the world, really.
My final question is, where are you in terms of development of this new breath detection system for disease, and what are your next steps? What steps do you have planned to move this technology and this technique forward?
At the moment, we're basically looking to more refined systems to basically increase the detection of trace components in breath analysis. We're looking to invest in new equipment to help us look in, for example, like the different cancers and diabetes to find more biomarkers. Again, our call or our press release, it was more related to the fact that in our center, we've decided to look into breath analysis, and we're hoping that whoever picks up this press release will be able to be inspired about what we are trying to do, and a call out for people to start looking into breath diagnosis.
I'm John Sterling. Thanks for listening. If you would like to comment on this week's podcast, please go to our podcast section at www.genengnews.com and give us your thoughts. We'd really like to hear from you. Bye for now.
To learn more about topics discussed in this GenCast, or to listen to previous GenCasts, visit our website at www.genengnews.com. New GenCasts are posted every week, Thursday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For the Gen Publishing editorial staff, I'm Jonathan Ellinghouse, saying thanks for listening, and be sure to tune in again next week to the GenCast Network.